Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. Hour number three, Dave, Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. And Joe will be back, he'll be back at the end of the week. I will be back here again tomorrow night. And it is, as always, a pleasure being with you, the good folks who listen to The Real Side Radio. If you are interested in expressing your opinion, the next hour will be open. I'm going to be talking a little bit about some of the things that you may or may not have known that was happening in the news. But you can always give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. And, of course, you can always check us out online at joemessina.com. You know, there is a big story. It's kind of like just under the surface right now. It is getting some coverage in some outlets, but 3.8 million renters are likely to be evicted in the next 2 months. About 8.5 million people are behind on rent in total. This is incredible. It's a pandemic eviction moratorium that's about to expire, and rent payment relief programs are ending across the United States, and a rental crisis is just beginning. It's just beginning, and you're going to start to hear a lot more about this in the coming days and weeks. According to the Census Bureau data, 8.5 million people are behind on rent as of the end of August, and of those renters, about 3.8 million say they are somewhat or very likely to be evicted over the next 2 months. And this is impacting every area of the country, from Florida to Minnesota to New York to California, where prices are sky high. New York prices are sky high. And so we're going to start to hear stories like this becoming more and more common. Here is a news, here's a news feature, Fox 26 out of Houston.
A horrible, deadly shooting investigation from Southwest Houston over the weekend. Investigators believe the events unfolded after an eviction notice. It happened 1 a.m. Sunday. The suspect set fire to an apartment complex, luring his victims to the area. He shot and killed three people before officers arrived and killed him.
So, what if you couldn't hear that, what it was a person, let's just call them a suspect at this time, got an eviction notice, and he went on a shooting rampage in the city of Houston. So, you know, listen, if you are listening to this and you are concerned about being evicted, there are alternatives. There are assistance programs. There are rental resources that are local that can help people out. Obviously, this is an extreme situation here, but the extreme situation has been boiling over the past couple of years, really since the beginning of the pandemic and the eviction moratoriums. In Southern California, landlords have been describing nightmare situations they've found themselves in, which basically prevented them from evicting tenants who didn't pay, not for months, but in some cases, years. One Pasadena couple said that they were unable for months to collect rent from a tenant. This tenant, by the way, leased new cars, bought new clothes, gets food delivered all the time. Another couple purchased a house in Carson, okay? That's in the inner city of Los Angeles. Months later, they could not move in as the tenant from the previous owner refused to leave. Another couple in Riverside, California, was unable to move into their new house when the sellers became squatters and continued to live in the home for more than a year. And this is everywhere. This is in New York. It's in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's in Florida. We've got rent prices going through the roof. And the problem is that, you know, nearly 20% of renters are being charged at least $100 more a month, while 4% are trying to pay as much as $500 more every month than they were a year ago. And the problem is that the median income for renters across the country, it hovers around $42,500. That's a lot less than the national median household income for $67,500. It's two-thirds. So we're now dealing with some real high-risk situations. A lot of people are now using credit cards to pay for rent. They're dipping into their savings or slashing their retirement accounts just to keep a roof over their head. In Maricopa County, Arizona, one judge says he's seeing upwards of 75 eviction cases daily. Maricopa County, that's Phoenix. It's a mid-sized city, and he's seeing 75 eviction cases daily. So, you know, listen, my heart goes out to those people that have fallen on bad times. We all see that in our lives. Get help. Speak to local credit counseling services. Talk with family. Talk with friends. Obviously, don't go on a shooting rampage, as we saw in downtown Houston yesterday, if you get an eviction notice. But folks, if you're watching the economy closely, like so many of you I know do, you're intelligent, you're Joe's listeners, this is going to be the next tidal wave that we're going to start hearing more and more about, especially after the election, probably not so much before, because they want to hide this news. Be right back here after the break with more news. It's Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. Got a lot more coming up.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And welcome back. Thanks for listening tonight. You can find more information about Joe at joemessina.com, and you can also join the conversation here at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm Whiskey Dave, sitting in the chair for Joe. I'll be back again tomorrow night. You know, we started talking earlier this evening. I briefly touched upon the student debt forgiveness plan that Joe Biden has put forward, where most students will be getting about $10,000 in debt reduction. Lower-income students will be eligible for about double that amount. With the Pell Grants, they're going to be getting about $20,000. So this giveaway adds about, well, some people are suggesting anywhere between half and a full $1 trillion to the federal government's debt deficit. Hey, listen, it's always easy to be generous with other people's money. You know, if you're a libertarian, if you're conservative, you're Republican, you're right of center, or you just have common sense, you've been thinking about this from the standpoint of, and a lot of Democrats are saying this as well, that you're, obviously it's the cost issue, the value, inflation, the economic impact of all of this. But the fairness issue is one that a lot of people are having a real hard time with. Conservatives have been validly arguing that forgiving student debtors isn't fair to those who worked hard and paid off their debts. I worked hard. I paid off my debts. I'm paying my son's way through school. And students and parents who entered into valid contracts for the amount afforded, they have a legal and moral obligation to meet the terms of that agreement. Right? I mean, that's ostensibly what you do when you get a student loan. So, you know, what are we teaching our kids here? Because paying debts is a part of the real world. And conservatives are pointing out, rightly so, that new generations are learning a very important lesson right now, which is going to indoctrinate their way of thinking for generations, that honoring your obligations is no longer necessary. It's really important here. We're talking about the real issue is socialism, right? Now, listen, liberals are arguing that many of these students, and I think they've got a valid point here, liberals arguing that many students were victims of circumstances. Unlike kids in the upper middle class or wealthy kids, poor students are forced to borrow if they were to go to college. Now, a lot of middle class students are borrowing to go to college as well, believe me. Yeah, I don't know how many of you are parents, but I've done the math. To put my two sons through school is the better part of $500,000. Do I want to saddle that onto my children? Yes, they can go to trade school. Yes, they can spend their first 2 years at junior college if they want to go to school. I understand all of those arguments. But a lot of kids decide that they want to go to college, and my job as a father is not to saddle them with debt for the rest of their lives. I want them to buy a house. I want them to settle down and start a family and not be saddled with just an unconscionable amount of debt. So millions have, however, incurred great debt. Many of them have failed to receive degrees. Not that those issues are related. But others graduated, and they graduated into a depressed labor market. And guess what? You know what? Not all degrees are created equal. I'm sorry. We'd always laugh about gender studies degrees. I have a friend of mine. His daughter went to school in the Northwest, and she got a gender studies degree for about $250,000. It was $60,000 plus a year for an out-of-state student to go to that school. And she wants to maybe go into teaching because there really isn't anything else for her. Well, how long do you think it's going to be before she could pay back $250,000 in loans? So we've got an issue with that. Let's put that to the side for a moment. But, okay, so liberals argue that these students deserve a second chance. Let their debts be forgiven. They will be unburdened. And they can then positively contribute to the economy. And $100-300 billion is not that much to invest, especially when spreading it out over a decade. And of course, Paul Krugman, Nobel Prize winning economist, the New York Times favorite go-to guy for far leftist advocacy, he says, at most, we're talking about tens of billions of dollars in a $25 trillion economy per year. It's basically a rounding error. That's Paul Krugman. So if Paul Krugman is standing up for something, you know you need to run the other direction. That's the bottom line. Again, it comes back to this. The real issue here is socialism. What are the lessons that we are teaching our kids? This is a progressive way of thinking. You know, the left and Paul Krugman are misinterpreting the debate. They think it's about rounding errors or whatever it is. It really isn't. What they are doing is they are imposing this ideology, this repugnant ideology called socialism on our kids and on the nation. That's what they are doing. It's a scheme. The student relief scheme, it follows a Marxist boilerplate. Now, you think about it from this standpoint. What we're doing is we are addressing graduate debtors, and we are putting them in an underdog class, even though many of these people that are graduating with debt, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, whatever it is, okay, they are suddenly now considered the underdogs. And it's a class conflict. And those that that can should be able to pay for those that can't. And what we're doing is by extending forgiveness, the graduates who sign those loan forms, they are made conscious of their oppression. This is the Marxist boilerplate, the ideology. They can be encouraged to demand their rights. They're going to engage in that class struggle. And yes, of course, it matters little that these graduate debtors, many of them upper middle class, many of them wealthy, have never considered themselves a vocal or organized minority. But they have quietly paid their monthly payments for decades, got on with their lives, despite all the difficulties. And now, this socialist strategy is turning these individuals who are debtors, regardless of the economic conditions, into this non-existent, disenfranchised community. This is what we are teaching our kids. And the easiest way out as victims of these circumstances beyond their control is by the government taking care of them. That's the lesson. Making student debt irrelevant. Got more to come after the break here. Whiskey Dave in the chair. Don't go away.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
the White House says President Joe Biden will head to Philadelphia on Thursday for a primetime address. The topic? American democracy is under attack. Biden's speech is scheduled to be given 10 weeks ahead of the general election. Some political analysts have argued this is a crucial election for Democrats, with some saying a red Republican wave may sweep Congress. Biden's address comes amid his pointed rhetoric recently, where he says MAGA Republicans have embraced semi-fascism. Former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev has died at the age of 91 after a long health battle. This according to Russian news agencies. Reports from the Central Clinical Hospital, who said the former Soviet leader who saw the end of the Cold War was undergoing treatment there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible, because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
And welcome to the last half hour of hour number three here at Realside. Realside Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. And we've got a half an hour left here. If you'd like to join us, you can always give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Breaking news that I just saw here. Tonight, John Fetterman, who is running for Senate in the state of Pennsylvania against Dr. Oz, Mehmet Oz. John Fetterman said he's not healthy enough to debate Dr. Oz because of his stroke. Now, if you've seen him, he's been, you know, in the news the last few days. We call him Angry Shrek due to his size, not due to his stroke. I will never make fun of somebody because of their stroke. It's an ailment, and I wish him and his family best with recuperating from that. However, this is the United States Senate. And while I said, I hope Fetterman gets well, but how in the world, how is it possible that he could serve 6 years in the Senate debating laws and bills and doing what he needs to do to perform as a United States Senator if he can't even attend a campaign debate? This man needs to withdraw from the race immediately for health reasons. Because you saw Joe Biden speaking in Philadelphia today, or Pennsylvania today, I think it was outside of Philadelphia, that he promised that he's going to take people's automatic guns, semi-automatic guns. He said that he's going to be coming back to Pennsylvania 3 more times. Why do they think that they could strike Pennsylvania so hard right now? Is because Mehmet Oz is 7 points down behind John Fetterman, who cannot put a string of words together. Again, not making fun of the stroke victim. But the man is running to be one of 100 senators that will dictate the future of not just his state, but the entire country. He's being propped up, Weekend at Bernie style, more so than even Joe Biden at this point. And for him to suggest that he cannot debate Dr. Oz, he said he's not healthy enough to debate Dr. Oz. What is going on here? Listen, folks, we've got a country where we've got a president who should be enjoying his dwindling days in his rocking chair on a porch playing with his grandkids. He's not Copus Mentis. And there are a bunch more people like him, Dianne Feinstein, for one, that are legitimately beyond their shelf date, their expiration date. And we just pretend it's okay. We pretend that running the greatest superpower in the world with these people at the helm is okay. And I know the Democrats desperately, desperately, desperately want to take control of the Senate. Republicans do too. But what are you doing putting up people that are obviously unable to perform their job? And if you could say, well, his staff is going to do what he needs to get done. No. You need an individual. You need an individual that has the ability to think for themselves and to communicate what they are thinking. I disagree almost 100% down the line with Fetterman. He is a squad member in his approach. He wants to abolish the filibuster. He wants to pack the court. He wants to do all of the things that AOC and Ilhan Omar and that crew want to do. That's truly scary. What's scarier is in a state like Pennsylvania that Trump almost won, and some say he did, Mehmet Oz is 7 points down from a stroke victim. It's tragic. It happened to the man. But the man needs to put country before him. And let's face it, as much as I've seen Dr. Oz debate in the past few months, Dr. Oz isn't exactly Donald Trump. Dr. Oz is nice. He's like nice. He's just a nice man. I've never watched his show, but everything that I've seen is that he's kind of dancing around some of the issues. He's already come out suggesting he's pro-life, except in the instances of rape, incest, and the health of the mother. So he isn't this far-right guy that the left want him to make out to be. And the reason that they don't want Dr. Oz, who had a television show every day, who is a doctor of all things, and you may not agree with all of his politics, they don't want angry Shrek on stage with this guy because it's going to be a slam dunk as soon as people compare them to. But Fetterman is now admitting that he is too weakened after his stroke to debate Dr. Oz. Folks, if you're in Pennsylvania and you're listening to this, you may hate Republicans. You may hate anybody that is associated with the letter R. I get it. Okay? It's all about winning. But this man needs to go home. This man should not be in one of the most stressful places in the world, and that is the United States Senate. He's not fit to serve. Yeah, Joe Biden isn't fit to serve. But Joe Biden can, for the most part, draw words together until he can't. Fetterman literally, go on YouTube, type his name in. He stops in the middle of sentences and forgets completely where he's at. He makes Joe Biden look like a Mensa member. And according to those folks that know about stroke victims, they say that if you have a stroke and it ultimately impacts and affects your speech ongoing, that's not an easy or short recovery. Fetterman is probably going to live a long and healthy life. There's no reason why he shouldn't. But he won't be able to perform at the level that a United States senator needs to. And Team Fetterman and the Democrats should be held responsible for this. Trying to make him win a seat in the world's most deliberative body. And the man can't deliberate. What are you doing, Pennsylvania Democrats? Oz is not that bad of a guy. If you hate MAGA, Oz is not that. And Toomey, who was a very moderate Republican that this seat has opened up for, I think Oz is a perfect replacement for that. Kind of wishy-washy on some of these more conservative-leaning issues. So think about this for a minute. You know, the Democrat Party in Pennsylvania have basically ostensibly turned into This is Weekend at Bernie's. They're holding up a man just across the finish line so they have a seat that they can take back. Mental health issues, aging, sickness, disease. These are all real things that impact real human beings. And every single person in the Senate and the White House are human beings. And it's going to impact people. Think wisely. We'll be right back here after the break. Don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
And welcome back. Last segment of the third and final hour, Tuesday night here at Realside Radio. Joe is going to be back here at the end of the week. I will be back here again tomorrow. I'm Whiskey Dave, and it is always a pleasure sharing the radio waves with you across the fruited plain. You can always listen to Joe at joemessina.com and check out all of his shows on Apple and Stitcher and anywhere else you download good podcasts. Finishing off tonight with something that's probably, well, let's just put it to you this way. It's not a happy story to end the news with. This is actually something that you might need a defibrillator for. Okay. Joe Biden's been in office, let's call it 18 months, 19 months or so. And, over the past 18, 19 months, over 4.9 million illegals have entered the United States. Let's round it up. 5 million. Okay. 5 million illegals have entered the United States since Joe Biden took the Oval Office. That's about the population of Ireland. Crossing an open border, the U.S., in 18 months. The number itself if it isn't shocking, is just the beginning. The Federation of American Immigration Reform, FAIR, issued the following statement, as well as a deeper dive into the growing border crisis, based quietly on data that was released quietly, I should say, yesterday by the Biden administration. The White House is taking credit that only 199,976 illegal aliens, only 199,976, let's call it 200,000, 24 shy of 200,000, illegal aliens crossed the border in July. 200,000, only 200,000. And the reason that they're celebrating that is because that is down from 207,000 in June. Yeah, it's a minor drop. Why? Nothing Joe Biden has done. It's called August. Have you ever been in the American Southwest during the summer? It's brutal. I mean, you don't want to go for a jog, never mind, you know, walking 200 miles through the desert. But what it's showing is that last month's numbers actually represent a 325% increase over the average number of July apprehensions under the Trump administration. And more significantly, July numbers bring the total of illegal aliens crossing our border to 4.9 million since Joe Biden's taken office. And that includes about a million, let's call it 900,000, maybe a million, gotaways. That's the term. These are illegal aliens that eluded apprehension and have since just vanished into the American community. Again, roughly the equivalent of Ireland. The entire population of Ireland has entered the United States illegally. And the Biden regime seems to just continue to cheer on this invasion and slap down anybody that questions it. And by the way, none of these, as Peter Doocy so correctly asked the White House press secretary yesterday, how many of them have been vaccinated? Oh, we're not testing those people. We're just preventing Djokovic from playing in the U.S. Open because he decided not to be vaccinated. This is fall of Rome stuff, people. This is the Germanic hordes invading Rome because the Roman senators went weak on immigration. That's your history. Check it out. Read about it. Because that's exactly what's happening here. We're no longer a sovereign nation. And that's the goal. That was the left's goal. And Joe Biden is implementing it to eliminate borders and to condemn national sovereignty. You want to make it worse? Okay. I'll make it worse for you. There's a new Freedom of Information Act request that just went out, and newly obtained documents outline that the Biden administration's plan is to give these illegal immigrants identification cards, ID cards, for them to use in society. It's a new pilot program that's just been implemented at the beginning of August, and it's going to go full force next year. They call it the Secure Docket Card that will give illegal aliens a card with a photograph, counterfeit-resistant security features. And what it's going to do is allow people who cross the border illegally to use their ID to live in culture, in society, amongst you, in community. And it will allow non-citizens to eventually vote. I'm telling you, I'm not saying that this came out of the Freedom of Information Act. I'm telling you there are people in the left right now that want illegal aliens to vote. They already can in some regions around the country. Towson, Maryland, parts of San Francisco. And this is the push. And they're getting voter IDs, if you want to call it that, to illegal aliens for future purposes. Now, nobody's going to admit to that. I'm calling the end game. That's what they want with this. These ICE secure docket cards, they're going to modernize the documentation that illegal aliens are using. And it's like encouraging illegal immigration, rewarding illegal immigrants to break the laws of the United States, the sovereign United States, to come in. And now have ID. How long is it going to be before they give them registration to vote without ID? That's my point here, folks. We see the big picture. We see what their end game is. Come on in. You want free college? You want free food? You want low-cost housing? You want free medical? You get all that in California. And the goal is to upend the American electoral system. This is how it happens. This is how they do it. This is how Rome fell. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, although a lot of conspiracies over the past 2 years have become true. This is not a conspiracy theory in my mind. This is just a logical follow-on to where we are now. This is the grand master plan. This is bring on the eventual collapse of the United States. We don't want any borders. We don't want sovereignty. And this is how we do it. Those few buses that Governor Abbott in Texas and Governor DeSantis are sending up to Washington, D.C. and New York need to be 100 times over what they're doing now. And you see how apoplectic the mayors of New York and Washington, D.C. are with just a few thousand people? How dare they use illegal immigrants as pawns to make a political statement? No. This is your policies being enacted. You just happen to live 1,500 miles from the border. So now, let's make every state a border state. And now you can deal with the economic and social ramifications of your open border policies. That's what Governor Abbott's doing. That's what Governor DeSantis is doing. And the reason that New York and Washington, D.C. are freaking out is because the chickens are now starting to come home to roost. They don't like their policies being enacted in a way that comes back on them. The results of their policies are for other people, as long as they get to remain in their bubble, in their gated communities, in their gated towns, with their groupthink people that all think the same. And they're insulated. They're insulated. Maybe not anymore. We'll see. I'll be back tomorrow night, folks. Thanks for joining me tonight here at Realside Radio. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And be back tomorrow night for some more fun. Have a good evening, everybody.